Well, Barry, heartbreak at the Andrew Uni Stadium tonight. I've never, perhaps it's just me being a bit down, but I don't think I've known so many mechanical breakdowns in a while. It was just one of those things, I guess.
Yeah, we were unfortunate. You know, two of our riders had a couple of mechanical failures, which is bitterly disappointing for us, of course. Well done to the Falcons, who are just going past now. Just give them a clap. Yeah, it is what it is. It's a challenge match at the end of the day. I know Cocker was trying a different design of engine. He warned me about that, so maybe that added. But the two that we had a couple of engine failures, unfortunate. That's how it is, though.
Yeah. And as I've said before, boy, they make Speedway riders young nowadays, don't they?
Yeah.
I guess that is that the guy from the Falcons?
Yeah, it's a mascot.
And once again, I mean, it wasn't, you know, it's hard to bring positives, isn't it? But, I mean, it wasn't a humiliation. It was good, tight racing right towards the end, isn't it? If Connor Coles hadn't had that issue in, you know, who knows? It could have been a different story, you know?
I mean, well, the other thing to remember is because this is a challenge match, actually, the Exeter side of the averages are 2 points higher than us anyway. So, and they pick riders that are in form, of course, it was
That Matt Williamson was flying tonight.
It's always going to be a challenge. So, for me, the racing was superb again tonight. We had the Chamber of Commerce here. They were amazed at what we're doing. It's just unfortunate it was the wrong result. But it's life, you know. We carry on next week. We've got Cradley in town, so we've got to beat them now.
I see on a lot of the Facebook comments, it's true, really, how even when the result doesn't go in your way, you can still go away. And, OK, you're not on a high, but you still come out, you still had a good night's entertainment. And so that's what it's all about here. And even if you're not greatly into motorsport, it's about the entertainment. We have the little drummer boy now and all the mascots. And it's about the whole experience. If you win, well, it's what it's all about. But if not, it's still been a good night.
Yeah, I mean, for us, the drive that we do this is about entertainment, entertaining the public, making sure that when they come, win, lose or draw, they have a fantastic night. I think everybody here would have left tonight having a great time, just the result was wrong.
Yeah.
And that's part of our ethos here, get the kids involved, get people down here having a great time, get them shouting and screaming. I'm hoarse, so I'm always screaming. I like taking people onto Centre Green and making their day. And, you know, we're getting there. The truth of it is, we are reaching the right places now. So let's keep this going. Let's maintain the drive that we're doing and take this club to where it should be, which is the next level.
It is great. I said it before, but it's great to see you showing people around because your love for the sport's infectious. I think probably a lot of people from the Chamber of Commerce even, probably never, a lot of them have never been to a motorsport event in their lives, but it could show that they were taking a genuine interest in what's going on. It's nice that the Speedway's involved with the Chamber of Commerce as well.
Yeah, and you know, we had everybody there from a guy who owns a motorboat company right the way through to your regular guy who owns a B&B. Not that there's any difference in person, I mean the size of company. And I think that they were all genuinely excited about what they saw, and they didn't know it was here on the island. That's the thing that we have to communicate. And the interesting thing is, while I was talking to them, they were coming up with ideas about how they can help us. And so that says to me, we have the right product, the right atmosphere, and it works. So that's what we're pushing for.
That's right. So if you're listening to this and you've never tried it before, when's the next meeting?
The next meeting is on Thursday coming. It's against the Cradley Heavens, a very famous club. And we have to win.
Well, thanks again, Baron. Are you actually going to make it home any day this week?
I'm going home tonight. I'm not sure where I am on Saturday. I know I have to go and collect a Speedway bike at some point at the weekend. I have a collection of old Speedway bikes and I've got to go and get another one. And then we may well be back here Saturday night for the horse racing. I'm not sure. By the way, the horse racing is on Saturday night. For the Speedway Supporters Club. They do a sterling job raising funds for riders like poor old Tyler, who blew an engine last week, and they support them. So if you have the opportunity, come on down and support them in their cause.
Yeah, it's always a great night. Unfortunately, I won't be. I'm double booked. I'm towing a trailer for a carnival, but I should be there in spirit anyway. Thanks again, Barry.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.